Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment. Trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin sale bro.
Show,
they got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, if you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin sale bro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation. Black power, brothers and sisters, black power. We have a very, very special program tonight. We are going to be having a presentation, a live presentation in just a few minutes of mass casualty training in case of what to do if there's a mass casualty. This training is taking place, being brought to us by the Gulf Coast Emergency Response Team. The Gulf Coast Emergency Response Team. Now, we're going to have a bit of a break in the program as the initial program today was set up. There was an error in the setup where it was set up for 30 minutes. So we're going to keep it flowing. There may be like a very brief break in the time, maybe like less than 1 minute, but we will keep it flowing. So as soon as we hear from our brother, I see Brother Apprentice connect this call, then we'll go straight into that. But for now, it might seem a little weird But we're going to make things work. The show does go on. So, again, this emergency training is being brought to us by the Gulf Coast Emergency Response Team based out of Houston, Texas. As soon as we see that the brother has linked in, we will bring him on into the program. So that's what's going on right now. I'm checking the switchboard right now to see when he calls in. I don't see that he's called in yet. So what we'll do is I will kind of give an overview of what this training is supposed to be about. And let me see what's going on with him connecting in on the link. So what I will, I'm going to send him a quick message. I can definitely do that. I can send him a quick message. And what I'll do for your listening pleasure, I will play a quick clip. I will play a quick clip. Some music.
In the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living, should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black, my stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a negro, pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them dope, let them deal a brother. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how I'm supposed to be. How can it never take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids and then change. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Back you up and put smack you up. You gotta learn to hold your own and get
out of rush, I bust it. Every town number two, you say it ain't cool. My mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay strapped. And I never get to lay back, cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some fuck that I roughed up way back, coming back after all these years. Right, that's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is.
Oh yeah.
So hold on.
You're my brother, you're my sister.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Black Power, brothers and sisters, sorry about that. I believe we may have been connecting right now to Brother Apprentice. We were playing music. Please apologize for this technical glitch. A couple of technical glitches. Let me see if I can get this broadcast added on in right quick. This program that is, this training that is. Bear with me one quick second. I'm not trying to interrupt his program. His mic is open.
The actual disasters, as far as the tornado goes. Now, last month, what was interesting, we had a district meeting at our fire station, and our chief came by, district chief, who went downtown, and they were concerned about the mass tornado, or if an F5 or some mass, a very large tornado hit the city of Houston, they wouldn't have enough first responders to help out with the casualties. So they are beefing up their volunteer list from what we were told. And like Santa Claus are going through the list and checking it twice to see who they could call during an event like this. So one of the suggestions that I suggest is, you know, get your team data updated amongst yourself as well as with the city, because again, if it goes down, expect a phone call. Our team had a call with the state EMS, one of the state EMS forces, Texas Department of Health, and she kind of described on how the expectation is when these agencies call upon us. There's going to be an expectation from that agency as well as the people going to need help. So, you know, be ready to go to work, kind of put your fears aside. No professional agency is going to put you in harm's way. So that's going to be pretty much their duties to do all the crazy and dangerous stuff, but they're going to use you based on their resources and equipment. So whatever that your team has to help out or mitigate the situation, that's what they're going to use you for. So the first thing you always want to do when you get to a scene is what we call a scene size up. And that's pretty much the definition right there. There's a few questions you want to ask yourself. Now, before I go there, a scene size up is done at every incident. Even in the fire department, we go to a simple car wreck on the freeway, there's always a scene size up because that tells us the danger and what our limitations are and what all resources we need. So every scene that you all make, if you're called by a professional agency to take charge, then you want to do a scene size up. And that's pretty much done with the first person on scene or the first team on scene. You want to do your scene size up. You want to gather as much information as possible about that scene. If the scene is unsafe for you to respond, then the information that you gather, you can tell professional first responders when you communicate with them via phone or you holding it down till they get there. The more information that you can gather, the better and the quicker you can mitigate the incident or the situation. And here are some of the questions you want to consider at a scene. Size up. Is the scene safe? Remember, your safety is first. You're no help to anybody if you get hurt. So don't be a hero. Again, I refer to the fire department because I'm bringing my my training here for us to be proficient. Even in the fire department, if the scene isn't safe, we don't respond. We just don't get off the fire truck and run in no burning house. We have protocol and steps we follow before we even go into a house. There's questions we have to ask and look at. Shooting scenes the same way. You know, if the shooter's on the scene, you know, some things that we need to be looking at. Even when we're on the ambulance and there's a hazardous scene, you know, we just don't get out and just putting patients on the stretcher and rolling them to the ambulance. Hazards. Again, we know what the hazards are, the dangers. There's all types of hazards depending on the incident. How many victims is important? You want to gather as much information. Now, if you got 12, 13, 14 victims, some information you can gather from these victims, are they all lying in the same place? Or are they scattered everywhere? Is there debris? Bullet shells, a strange smell? There's a lot of things that go into that. Now, if there's a strange smell, then you probably need to get up out of there real quick because you're going to become a victim because that means there's some type of gas or chemical leak. Do I have the necessary resources to help? Now, if you don't, again, don't be a hero. Just gather the information and pass it along to professional first responders. Now, if you do have the necessary resources to help, make sure you put a game plan together. We call it an incident action plan, IAP. This incident action plan helps you to kind of map out how you're going to use your resources to help the people that are in need, if that makes sense. Any questions so far? All right, moving on. Now, this is where everybody input is necessary. Here are some examples of some hazards. Now, Exhibit A, a house with a tree. Give me some feedback. What are some of your concerns about this picture?
The integrity of the structure.
Right. What about anything else?
Down power lines.
Okay. Anything else?
If that tree falls, where will it land?
Got it. Mm-hmm. Hold on, y'all. I think somebody else just jumped on. I think I have to admit them. I'm gonna hold on. Go back and admit them. This is what happened. He showed up late. Right. All right. Open hand. All right. Sorry about this. I had to admit someone. All right, back to window. All right, feel free to chime in, brothers and sisters, because I'm on the presentation. I won't be able to see your hand, so feel free to chime in. All right. What are some other hazards in Exhibit A that you see that could be a threat?
That dog.
Oh, I mean Exhibit A. the house with the tree in it?
Would it be a potential fire hazard, maybe? I mean,
It could, absolutely. Anything else?
Gas leak.
Gas leak, of course. Anything else? One major factor when you first arrive on scene.
Is there anyone in the premises?
I'm actually going to throw that curveball out to you all. But one thing you want to, before I steal the beans on that one. Now, what if somebody is in that house? What if it's your grandmother, baby? Oh, man. What would your response be in knowing that your safety comes first? Who would actually take that risk to go in and save someone?
You're supposed to ask for help, but probably not.
So that's a hard call, you know. What I would do, 360, walk around and see, yell in the house, hey, are somebody in there? You hear a voice. Of course, if you're walking around the house on the 360, you're looking, okay, this may have more structural stability than the other side, which we call the D-delta side. So I would take a chance going on here, keep yelling at that person and ask them, where are you located? Are you hurt? Are you trapped? Now, if you go in, this person's under a bunch of debris, then me personally, I'll probably leave that person there. One thing you really have to be concerned about, if you look at the skies, you see it's cloudy. One thing you got to be worried about, if it's raining and if it's the roof is wet and it's leaking, then you're probably going to have a roof collapse pretty soon. If the wind is blowing pretty tough, then you're probably looking at a collapse also. So you definitely want to take note of all of those key elements before you decide to go in and respond. Exhibit B, this is an easy one.
Got the fire and the power line.
Right. So what other hazards you want to be concerned about?
Looks like it's a live wire. The debris in the street.
Mm-hmm.
The debris in the street.
Electrocution.
Already. Electrocution is our main one. Now, question. What if that pole was on top of a car and it was charged and the person in it is still alive screaming for help? What would your response be?
Oh, we don't get help.
Yeah, leave.
Just tell them to stay where they are. Don't try to come out the car and call for help.
Right.
Excuse me, family.
Uh-huh.
You know, all those are the right things, but, you know, sometimes you just never really know what you're doing in a situation, even when it comes to your safety. I do agree with you, your safety comes first, but you really don't know.
Yes, okay, you don't know.
I agree, and I, maybe because of my years of experience, I agree with you, but I disagree because, again, maybe I look at it differently. You know, I'm looking at the hazards. I'm looking at my safety first. Now, if it's a situation where it's my daughter, I'm definitely going to talk to her. If she's safe inside of that car and then I'm a distance away where I can't get shot, the only thing I can do so I, me personally, I can see her get out of the car once the center point, whoever cuts the power line, is to stay away from that vehicle. As far away, to a degree where you don't feel that little tingling under your feet. Now, there's a few techniques you can use if that was to happen. For one, put your feet together and jump off the scene, or duck or shuffle. But when you shuffle, do not pull your feet apart. Keep still, keep them together. So it's a quick, small shuffle to get off of that scene. If you take a full step, then cancel Christmas, because you just gave that current a way in and a way out. If that makes sense.
Yes, sir. Can I also say one other thing too? I think it helps being that you have a lot of experience, and then you have the understanding. That's why I understand why the training is very, very important, especially when you understand sometimes there are just some things you cannot do. You can't save everybody. Like you say, you don't want to try to be that hero, and then you lose not only their lives but your life too. Am I right?
Yes, sir. Now, to bring up an example of that, during Harvey, over in our territory, there was a down power line. We got intel, so that neighborhood was basically on their own. I mean, no one was in critical life danger. People calling 911 because they're uncomfortable because they have water in their house and no electricity. So one of the family members called their family members who had a small boat. That small boat went into that community, and both of the people on that boat got electrocuted to death. So you always, again, even as a team, if a professional agency would never send you to an area without giving you as much intel as possible, because that's the only way you can operate. The more information you have, the better you can mitigate the situation. Exhibit C, Cujo. What we want to be concerned with when it comes to animals?
Bites, attack.
Believe it or not, cats are very protective of their owners. And cats are very dangerous. They'll jump on you, scratch and bite. Dogs will attack also. Also, if they're in immediate danger, you got to understand, they're afraid. They don't know what you come in to continue the harm to them or not. So most likely they will attack during a disaster. Another example real quick was the Tax Day flood. There was cars, that bridge over there, OST, the cars were flooded. And then there was a report of people in there. So we were on the boat. And I got out with a pipe pole, you know, boom, 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 tapping on the roof of the car to see was anybody in there. And I don't know where this snake came from, but it lunged at me and I caught it, and I don't know how I got back in the boat. But this was actually a pet snake, because it was a very large, I don't know if it was a python. I don't think they sell anacondas here. They might, because people got exotic snakes. But I don't know what it was, but it scared the dickens out of me. So be very aware of animals, in particular dogs and cats, in any type of scenario. We made people in cardiac arrest and they had their pets and we couldn't get to them because their pets are very protective. The last one is Exhibit D. This is it's blurred out, but this is a mass shooting. So what are some of the concerns you want to be concerned with in responding to a situation like that?
If the shooter is still on the scene.
Yeah. What else?
Is there any shooting victim?
If it's multiple shooters.
Yeah. Yeah.
If the victims themselves may possess firearms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else?
The debris on the ground.
That's